really do that. No bees ever would attempt to change myself. But we are constantly somehow motivated to change ourselves. And what is this, a simple difference or a major difference? It is very important and a very major exception. Imagine that the wife comes with a book. So this biological machine and the driver, they know what to do to run this life. Right? They come in, they do their job, they go away. It's simple to understand, right? Now imagine someone who is changing him or herself. What's going on? Who is the changer and who is to be changed? Where does that start and end? And how is this relationship? Because you're talking about one living creature. Am I my teacher or am I my own student? I'm both. And it's very interesting. Because I make what I am. That's where I understand that I'm responsible for me. A little mouse is responsible for being a mouse. I'm responsible for wasting the potentiality and choose one of them. Follow one of my dreams. I do that. And somehow at the end, who created me? Who is my creator? Who knows the answer to this simple, basic question? Who is my creator? Anyone? If you have an answer, probably, most probably, you're wrong. Because you thought of someone. It depends. If you are asking for creator to give the credit to my creation, I'm creation of God. If you are asking about this creativity to place some blame, that's me. Always me. See what happened? This is what Adam did. In our story, we realize what's going on. When the responsibility was brought in our story is the time that God will call that. Something happened, who did it? Step forward. The first fellow is Satan, steps forward. He should be the first. Why? Why is he the first one to answer to God? Something had happened, he came down and talked to Eve. You remember that story? Then they had the fruit. The outcome was they realized they were naked. We'll come back to that later. Then God will ask, who did this? This was not something to happen very often. Who was responsible? The first guy is Satan. Why? You tell me. Don't you believe in that story?
I don't know that story.
You have to know the story of creation. You know how much effort has been expended to form that story, because it carries all the right meanings for you. It's not a historical report, it's a made-up story. That story, Satan will be the first. Why? First of all, he was the best of the best. He was the closest angel to God, remember? Why is that? What is Satan?
Well, Satan was the most intelligent.
What is Satan? What do you mean by Satan? Now you said Satan was, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's the meaning for it? What is it? What is Satan? Before saying something, I will tell you my next question. Whatever you say, I will say, then why was he the closest angel to God? So don't forget that. Okay. Now answer me. Now be simple and honest. Simple and honest. What do you know about Satan?
Well, I know that Satan is... I understand Satan is that part of me, inside me. That holds the arrogance.
What do you know about Satan?
Well, I know that he was God's favorite angel.
Why? Just like that? Or because he was beautiful? Or he was strong? Or what?
He was the most intelligent.
Intelligent, knowledgeable. Satan knows everything. That's what you know about Satan. Have you ever tried to hide something from Satan? You never do. Because you know it knows. It's knowledge. That's why it is closest adjective to the meaning of God. For us, adjective, to play the role of that adjective, we need an angel. Angels are like that. Are the extreme to cover one adjective. Satan is the know-how. It knows everything. Especially what? What is the speciality of Satan, you two? You two, you don't believe in those stories, right?
No, I do.
What was his best study? Do you remember him studying something at first? Anyone?
The clay.
The clay! You, your body, your biology, he knows it upside down. He went in, he was the only angel who went in to look around. He studied you carefully. He's living in you. That's his hope. That's what Satan means. So, he's the favorite, and he knows, and he's intelligent, and intelligent will give you what? More than arrogance. You will be there to jump out and answer. So, he knows the answer, and he gives the answer. Wrong answer. Why? Did he say something wrong? No, his answer was, he said, I believe you tricked us. You wanted it to happen, and now are doing this. I don't get it. Was he right or wrong? Amazingly, he's right. And that's the point. That's an important point to understand. He was right, but he was no good. Because he was right generally, according to law, right? There is something happening over there which is not according to law. It's happening in a very exceptional way because it cannot be according to law. According to law, law of intelligence, there are these two, whatchamacallit, Adam and Eve, two newborn, these animals, ignorant. They know like the other animals, the thing they need to live, right? They're sitting down there. And there is this special knowledge. If this special knowledge, like the other living creatures, will be put in these fellows, they'll have some additional knowledge. And nothing will change. Mainly, the thing that we want to happen doesn't happen. Because mainly, the thing we want to come out of this, with all these plannings and things, is what? We want them to be creative, responsible, knowledgeable creatures. This is the intention of God. Wants to give them the special knowledge, right? But if the knowledge is given to them by God, who is responsible? God. We want them to be responsible. How could we do that? The fruit is here. They have to use something named free will to approach and grab this fruit and have a bite, right? They don't do it because they're ignorant. They won't do it. If they are force-fed, they are irresponsible. If they are not force-fed, they are ignorant, they won't eat it. This is the dilemma. God wants to give some special power, some part of His own power, creativity to these creatures, and that demands responsibility. And responsibility needs knowledge. They are ignorant, sitting down there. So God, the big lover, will sacrifice the best he has. That's Satan. Satan will do that, and even will be punished. Adam will realize that is not a good question, good answer. I need to have another one. What is the other one? When God will say, what about you? Adam will step forward. What will he say?
He said he did it.
He doesn't talk about he. First of all, he will say we. Because there's Adam and Eve. And that's a trick. You remember, I belongs to God or Pharaoh. We belongs to us. Adam will step forward and say, oh, our dear God, we misbehave ourselves. This is the end of your story. You will hear it. Rumi will expand the story. We'll add something to it which is not in holy books. So we said later God called Adam and said, come here. At that moment that I asked you that question, you knew that if I don't want it, it doesn't happen. It always might be a wrong thing like that. Yes, of course. Said, then how come you heated that thing? Said, oh, because I tried to be polite. And God will say, therefore I appreciate you and I reward you. Remember, the word polite over there is the word adab, which is the singer of ritual. That's the ritual between two fellows. This is the exception that has never had been here before. It happening for the first time. Before that, all the conversation is upon the logical basis. They converse.